Dr. Russell Jamison is dean of the VCU School of Engineering.
There are about 50 projects this year. Almost all of them are done in teams of five or six. All of them have at least one faculty advisor. All of them have been working on this for a year, and all of them get a grade. So this is the kind of final exam for the most important course that these students take, in our opinion, because this is where the proof of the pudding is shown.
Visitors will see all kinds of projects in a variety of engineering disciplines.
Mechanical engineers love cars. So one team developed what they call a basic utility vehicle, which is a gasoline-powered vehicle made so simply, so ruggedly, and so cheaply that it would be a viable utility vehicle in countries like Haiti and Nigeria to do things like haul and move and pull.
Another mechanical engineering team created a human-powered moon buggy that kids will get to ride in.
It's human-powered. It has to carry one male and one female over kind of an obstacle course similar to the moon that they set up in Huntsville. And teams go from all over the country to compete in this, and this was our first year to compete with our moon buggy. And I'm glad to report that our team won in this newcomer category of fastest course time. We finished, I think, overall, maybe 10th out of 40 or 50.
Another team worked on a solar-powered water purification system for developing countries.
The challenge in engineering now is not to make the better mousetrap, but to make the cheaper and simpler mousetrap. So a lot of these projects are really predicated on what would one do in a world that is poor to use engineering to make a difference. So this is something that could be used in a remote village without electricity, using solar power and very, very low-cost cartridges to filter dirty water and make it potable.
A medical engineering team has been working to save the lives of newborns with a specific birth defect.
About 1% of children are born with only one ventricle. So those children need a heart transplant. So this team has advanced maybe a two-year project to develop a sort of inline, very simple but very complex pump that is inserted within the artery and functions as a heart assist device for these tiny little babies and their tiny little arteries.
Engineering, Dr. Jamison admitted, has a kind of geeky reputation.
Part of what we believe is that when students actually see the result of engineering, it is so exciting, so motivating, so stimulating, that now they understand that you got to take physics, you got to take math, you got to take chemistry, but here are 22-year-old students at VCU who are making a difference with their education in a way that is clear. There is a problem and there is a solution, and engineers did it.
More than 200 middle and high school students and members of the Richmond Boys and Girls Club are brought to see these fascinating projects. Dean Jamison added that the event is a highlight each year for him, the faculty, and the engineering students.
At the end of that day, it feels very good that now people have seen the product of lots and lots of late nights and weekends, and they appreciate that engineering is important to society's problems in a way that now made tangible. Yeah, it makes us feel very good about this profession.
John Ogle, WCVE News.